After the Navi came to Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and Chizkiyahu HaMelech refused to get married and have children because he was afraid of the Rishon that are going to come out of him. And we went through the different protim of the Avera of Chizkiyahu HaMelech's chet of not getting married to produce children. Hadikiv Shidrachman Olam Melech, not supposed to make a cheshbon. The end is that Hitaka has children which are not the best. Although some tzaddikim came out of him later on. But he had Menashe. He had Omoin. Both of them were not the greatest. And that's what the Navi now ends off, Sefer Melachim, talking about these last kings that Klal Yisrael had. So I want to just be mamsi certain nekudas. First of all, Menashe was unique. That Menashe, even though he was a tremendous Rasha, according to the Gemara in Yevamos, the Gemara says here, Daf Memtes, that Menashe killed Yishai Anovi. He actually killed him. The Gemara brings down here, Tanya of Shimon Azayomel, Motzosi b'Megillas Yuchsin b'Yerushalayim, v'Kosov bo Menashe Horages Yishia. Menashe killed Yishai Anovi. Something that not everybody knows. And when he killed him, he actually made a whole cheshbon how he killed him, Menashe. He proved that Yishai Anovi was a Novi Sheker. In his misconstrued way, he proved it. Because he told him, Omalei Menashe li Yishio, Moshe Rabbachom ha-kilo yirani odem v'choi. Moshe Rabbeinu said, you can't see Hashem. If you see Hashem, you're going to die. It's not possible to actually see the Shekhinah. And yet, Yishai HaNovi says, V'ato marto v'eres Hashem yeshiv al kisiron v'nish. Yishai HaNovi says in his nevuah, I saw Hashem. So Menashe proved that he must be a Novi Sheker. That was claim number one. Claim number two, Moshe Rabbeinu Omar, Moshe said Hashem always listens. And you said, Dear Shu Hashem Behimatsa, seek Hashem out when he's close to you. Mashmah is not always by you. Thirdly, Moshe Rabbach Omas Mispa Yamecha Amale, Vato Mato, Hisaftiel Yamecha Chomeshes Hashem. Moshe said every person has a set amount of time to live, and you said that my father got an extra 15 years. Those were his three rayas that Moshe is that Yishai HaNovi is a Novi Sheker, and he killed him. Fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says that Yishai HaNovi knew that any answer he's going to give Menashe, he's not going to accept. He doesn't want to accept it. He's not going to accept it. So he didn't give him any answers. He just let him have kashas on him, he let him kill him. Because he wanted that Menashe shouldn't be killed al tamezit. Hashem shouldn't have tainus on him that he was a murderer b'mezit. Let him be a shekik. See, Hidavka didn't correct him. That's what the Chazal tell us here. He said, Ie malei l'shavi mezit. I know he's not going to accept what I say. So Elamai, if I'm going to tell him, I'm going to make him into a mezit. He says, "Memele em Hashem ve'evlo be'eres." I'm going to say Hashem, Hashem, and he swallowed himself up into a tree. Yishai was a big mekubal; he knew how to do it. He said Hashem, Hashem, and he went into a tree. He got stuck in a tree. Anyway, the end was they cut the tree down; they killed him. That's the Gemara. Anyway, fascinating Gemara. Needless to say, fascinating Gemara. First of all, you see the level of Yishai HaNovi. The Yishai HaNovi refuses to answer Menashe because he doesn't want to make him into a mezid. He feels if he's going to tell him the right way, he's going to make him into a mezid. He's worried about Menashe more than he's worried about himself. But it also shows that Menashe wasn't completely mekulkel. It shows that Menashe wasn't Mekukul. Menashe had rationale for what he did. It wasn't just, because otherwise, Yeshaya wouldn't have been worried about him becoming amazed. My biggest raya is, we know, what is the rule? When do you say, Mutav Shiyu Shegigim Valiyu Mezidim? When do we say that rule? B'chlau. Let's say you see something Michal Shabbos. So halacha is, that if the person is doing a drabonon, or something that's not beferish wrong, and you know it's wrong, you shouldn't correct them, if you know they're not going to listen. If you see somebody doing an issa deraisa, that's beforish, you have a chiyuv to stop him, even if you know he's not going to listen. If you see somebody cooking on Shabbos, you know for a fact that no matter what you tell them, they're not going to listen to you. You know for a fact they're not going to listen to you. The halacha is you have a chiyuv to tell them. Because it's beferish. It's beferish bekwara, doing a malacha. If a person is doing this with the rabbona, they're eating cholav akum, cholav stam. Right? Which is a the rabbona. So that, which is a the rabbona. So that, if you know they're not going to listen anyway, you might as well not tell them anything. I still have hope, that's why I say it anyway. But on the Issa de Rabbanan, you're not supposed to correct the person if you know they're not going to listen. It's a modern Gemara. The Gemara is saying here in Yevamos Memtes that the reason why Yeshaya Novi didn't explain to Menashe what mistake he was making is because he didn't want to make him into a maze and let him be a shoygig. What do you mean? It's Ritzicha. He's killing him. He's killing him. So you see, obviously, that Yeshaya Novi held that Menashe's mistake is so unclear that it's not even cool that he's making a mistake at Dovah Mefurish Bikra. Menashe's making it's not murder. Not only it's not murder, what Menashe's about to do, but it's even not even Mefurish Bikra. He felt better, let him make the mistake. Let him kill me. Let him make the mistake. So you see that Menashe, with all his chesroinus, there was good here. Now, what you see more than that is that Chazal tell us more than that. Chazal say over here that Lamaisa he did tshuva. Menashe Seif Yomov did tshuva. So unlike Amoin, who did no tshuva, Menashe did tshuva b'Seif Yomov. So Chazal asked, what made him do tshuva? Why was he different than the other Rishon that didn't do tshuva? Fascinating Chazal. Menashe loy hoya k'may Amoin. Amoin was a son of Menashe. Amoin never did tshuva. Menashe did do tshuva. Say Chazal, why? Menashe hoya loy girsa di yankusa. Menashe had girsa di yankusa. Menashe had Torah that he learned when he was young. This is an unbelievable Chazal. And I'll tell you what Rabbi Yankov said based on this Chazal. You know, Rabbi Yola Pyan, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, famous, he used to walk around the yeshiva in his later years, when he was in the 70s, and he said, you guys don't know what Girsa de Yankis is. He said, over 35 years ago, when I was a young man, I was in the 30s, I went through all of Shas. Two Masechtas I didn't learn. Zvachim and Menachas. Zvachim and Menachas I didn't learn when I was a younger man. He says, now, so I started learning it now in my 70s. Zvachim and Menachas. He says, not only do I have difficulty learning it, what I learned last week, I forgot this week. That's Girsa de Yankis. So in Shas, we find the Maile Girsa de Yankis in memory. In memory. But here Chazal is saying, Al Spal Tshuva. This is a whole new Chazal. Chazal is telling us over here that the reason why Menashe became a Baal Tshuva more than his children, more than Amoin, is because Menashe had Girsa de Yankis. This is unlike any other Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, the famous Gemara, the Sugya of Chanukah, where the Gemara says, if I was Zeich, I would have heard that memo earlier, accepted it earlier. Girsa the Yankasa. So all over Girsa the Yankasa normally means memory. You remember something better when you heard it when you were younger. But here, Chazal telling us a whole new idea. They're telling us that it was more in the parsha of Tshuva because of Girsa the Yankasa. It's pshat in that. So Yankasa Tzal said a gewaldic vort in Girsa the Yankasa. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalet Mishnah Chof, the Mishnah brings down there the difference between teaching a child and teaching an older person. The Mishnah says, you teach a child, you teach a young person, it's much more effective. The Bala member of that Mishnah is Elisha ben Avuya. Elisha ben Avuya. Elisha ben Avuya says, he was the famous Tana that went off, Rav Meir's Rebbe. And he says, he says, if you teach a child, a young person, Torah, it's like you're writing a Sefer Torah on a new piece of cloth where the ink holds. He says, if you go and you teach Torah to an older person, so it's like you're writing on an old piece of parchment that's already erased, that's already been written and erased. That doesn't hold well. That's what it says. So Yankov made two observations. One observation is that Elisha ben Avuya Lachaira shouldn't be the one to be saying this Mishnah. Elisha ben Avuya is the one who learned when he was young and he ended up going off. So, you know, in all Pirkei Avos we have the famous Lublina Rav, right? Rav Meir Shapiro Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who said, "Hu Hayomer." The uniqueness of Pirkei Avos is each one of the Tanaim said a memra, they lived by it themselves. The Lublina Rav said, "Hu Hayomer." Their essence used to say what they taught. They didn't have to say it. You looked at them, right? So Yankov asked, Elisha ben Avuya, he's the last one to teach us about learning Torah when you're young. Look at him. Look what he turned into. He shouldn't be the Bala Memra. He shouldn't be the one to teach us that Memra. The last one to teach us that Memra. That was his point. Point number one. His point number two is the reason why ink doesn't hold on old parchment is because it doesn't get absorbed. It's not because the older parchment, it's old. And that's why the Mishnah even uses the Lashon Niyar Machuk, which means it's parchment that already was written on and erased. Every time you write on it and erase it, there's still ink left in the parchment. So when you put new ink on it, it pressure doesn't go in. It's not because it's old. So what's the dimion in the Mishnah? So Yankov said a gewaldige gezach. He said, Girsa de Yankasa is not just in Mila, it's in Chesaron too. Girsa de Yankasa is not just in Mila. A Chesaron that you get, that you absorb when you're young, stays. It's not just, we always say Girsa de Yankasa, it's a great thing. Whatever you learn when you're young stays, right? Most people think that Chesaronis are not a big deal. Just a kid. He's a young guy. When he gets older, he'll change. Right? So we like optimistically to look at Girsa the Yankasa as it's an advantage. It can only be used for you. It'll never be used against you. But Yankasa says this is the pshat. Girsa the Yankasa means whatever effect you get when you're young gets absorbed. It gets absorbed. It gets absorbed. And that's why it's the dugma that Chazal give you is with the klaf, is to show you that that's the difference. The reason why the ink that you put later on doesn't go in is because there's already something there that's absorbed that's not letting the new go in. There's something there that's already absorbed that can't be taken out. It's in there. The Yerushalmi says in Chagiga that Elisha ben Avuya's father, by his bris, had a kavana shaloi lishma. Right? When he saw the greatness of the Chachamim and fire came down from Shemayim, he said, oh, my son, I want him to be a Goyen. So he'll also be able to be such a Bal Moifas. So the Yerushalmi says, because my father's intention wasn't pure. Elisha ben Avuya said, that's why it didn't stay by me. Says Rabbi Yankev, I understand it. Thousands of Blatter Gemara went on in Elisha ben Avuya's head since that bris. Right? Elisha ben Avuya, you know what kind of Goyen he was? He was Rameir's Rebbe. You know what kind of Goyen Rameir was? The Gemara says that the reason why the Halacha is not like Rameir is because Lo Yuchlu Lamed Al Seif Daita. Rameir was a Goyen Agoyenim. He was Rameir's Rebbe. And when the Gemara brings down that it was once on Shabbos, he was riding a horse, and Rameir saw his Rebbe, Elisha ben Avuya, he still gave him covet. He saw him, and Elisha ben Avuya is on the horse, being Michal Shabbos, at least Midah Rabbanon L'chal HaPachas, and Rameir is next to him, and they're going, and they're talking and learning. So imagine the sight on Shabbos. Rameir is walking, his Rebbe is on the horse, they're talking and learning, the horse is going, they get to a certain spot, Elisha ben Avuya stops. He says, Rameir, you can't go weiter, this is the Tchum. Tchum Shabbos. Called to Agud Shabbos. Rameir told him Agud Voch, and he told him Agud Shabbos. That was the end. So Rameir turns to his Rebbe. He says, how did you know this is the Tchum? There's no signs here. How do you know it's the Tchum? While we were talking and learning, he says, I was counting the horse steps, and I mathematically calculated this is the Tchum Shabbos. How does that gain us? What kind of God this was? He was able to count. And Taka, the end is Elisha ben Avuya did tshuva, the Gemara says, Doi Mishem Itech tshuva meis Rebbe. Whatever, there was some level of tshuva at the end. But you see, Elisha ben Avuya, there wasn't Kulei Ra. He didn't want his Talmud Ramei to go out of the Tchum. But he said, Loi Niskaima be, it didn't work by me, it didn't last. What does that mean? That all the thousands of blood, the Gemara that he learned, couldn't override the Shalai Lishma that his father put in by the bris. He's the one to teach us Girsa D'Yankas. He was able to say, look at me! I am the proof that once something gets put in, it stays. Look at me. He was the biggest raya. Look at all the Torah. Look at everything that went in. His Talmidim. And he still failed because of what was put in them. Zogt Rabbi Yankev, that's pshat in this chazal. Menashe had a father, Chizkiyo HaMelech, that when he was a kid, his father put into him Torah. So no matter what he did in his life, all the Averis couldn't get rid of that Torah that his father put into him. And that's why he was able to do tshuva. His son, Menashe's son, Amon, didn't get that kind of chinuch. Because Menashe wasn't teaching his son Torah at that stage of his life. So even though later when Menashe did tshuva, Avadi, he told Amon about the Torah. Avadi, he told Amon about the Torah. But that wasn't Girsa D'Yankas. Girsa D'Yankas means something you get when you're young stays. It's scientific. And that's why Rabbi said, you got a chaparayim. But if I chap me yetzt, see, I'm already an old man. If I chap me yetzt, whatever you chap now, it's in there. And the flip side is, don't compromise yourself. Because every compromise also stays. Every compromise stays. Every mistake you make is much more effective than if I make a mistake. It becomes part of you. Becomes mamish a chelik mamoshi of who you are, and that's a problem. As I always tell you, you look at the Baal Tshuva, you look at the way they daven. because they don't have the girsa of the yankasa of not davening. You understand? You guys have girsa of the yankasa of not davening. Yeah? You have, it's hard to get rid of that. It's hard to get rid of the girsa of the yankasa of not davening. You know, Yankov didn't like when they teach kids brachas, when the kid still is not old enough to know that he shouldn't go into the bathroom and make a bracha. He was very against it. People like to teach a kid. Mothers like to be very proud of their kids. The kid's 2 years old. He's already, he knows ala michya with alpi diktuk. Very proud, right? That a child is so gewaldic. Reb Yankov used to say, if a kid doesn't know not to make a bracha in the bathroom, don't teach him a bracha. He said, because that kemul nishvashtein the kedusha of a bracha. If as he's a kid, you're teaching him basically, you're giving him a bracha. I was against, I'll tell you a secret. I had by me in shul, the woman should be meichel me, the neshei of the shul should be meichel me. They raised a lot of money. And this was years ago, they raised a lot of money. They had a problem. They didn't know where to put the money. Yaakov, just don't tell your mother the story. They had a problem. They didn't know where to put the money. Nebuch. All Meister Sater should have such a problem. They didn't know what to do with the money. They had so much money. So one of the women came up with a chop. They should make a playground. Make a great playground in shul. So people could bring the little kids. And there'll be something for them to do. In those days, $15,000 was a lot of money. It's a lot of years ago already. Now, Mr. Tami, you can make a playground. I mean, you can make a playground where they don't move, like over here. But I'm talking about a playground, Baruch, where kids move. Then, it's expensive to make such a playground. So, Lamaisa, $15,000 they want to put into that. I was misnagged, the project. They ran it by me just to make sure. They figured I'll be very happy with it. I was misnagged to it completely. They told me, you don't know what to do with the money. So I gave them plenty of things to do with the money. First, I said, the yeshiva always accepts donations. Even from the neshe, they could write a check straight from the neshe. We have no problem. I said, the reason why I was against it was, I said, because if you make a playground in a shul, so it's not stam, you're finding something to do with the children. You're training children that you come to shul to play. That's going to stay with them. Yeah, for states of a guy, when somebody's 30, 40, 50, they're not going to be hanging on the bars. But they'll be using the shoe as a playground as a 40, 50-year-old uses the shoe as a playground. I said, I'd rather a kid not come to shoe. Kid come to shoe at an age where he understands. It's a shoe. It's a shoe. I'm not, because that's scarce of the Yankees. That once you train a kid that a shoe's a playground, that stays. That stays. The way you treat a base medrash today, that stays. The way you daven today, that stays. Many people think, yeah, I'll get older, I'll daven differently. That's not going to happen. This is it. That's Elisha ben Avuya. And that's why Menashe was able to do tshuva. Because he had a girsa of the yankas. He had something in him that was put in that never got uprooted. Okay, stop.